Welcome to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall, the Shore's premier medical imaging provider. Participating sponsors are Ocean First Bank, here for you since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Gold Fever, catch it, watch it in downtown Point Pleasant Beach. Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, part of Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary. And iPlay America, New Jersey's premier indoor theme park and educational complex located in Freehold. Let's head down to the field for tonight's Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week.
And a very good evening here from Toms River, New Jersey, on the campus of Monsignor Donovan High School. We get you set for a Saturday night showdown in Class B South as the Jackson Liberty Lions come calling on the Griffins of Monsignor Donovan. Week 8 for both of these teams as they are both headed in to the state playoffs in the state of New Jersey, assuming we get the playoffs ever up and running, along with my broadcast colleagues, Ed Starluca, back from his week-long tour of the Mexican Riviera, and Kevin Williams up here in the box. Matt Harmon, happy to be back after a week and unplanned week off last week due to the, obviously, Hurricane Sandy storm. It looks as if we are getting set for football here on a cool but crisp Saturday night, and we will start with our man down on the field. He is the coach, Ed Starluca. Bundled up tonight, gloves, hats, jacket. The blood is thinned out from the last week.
It certainly has, that's for sure. Welcome back to this New Jersey weather and snow, something I definitely did not see over the course of the last week. But anyway, we've got a pretty good night to play this one. This is football weather. The problem is that the snow hit the Monsignor Donovan field pretty good. Wasn't until yesterday when they completely cleared it off. And, of course, underneath it's kind of wet and kind of muddy. So this will be a, you know, hard-fought, true football game because the uniforms are going to get dirty, that's for sure. But weather-wise, it's a good night to play football.
Both of these teams, Kevin, 5-2 coming in. They do both play in Class B South, where Monsignor Donovan, with a win here tonight, goes to 6-2 overall. But probably more important for them, 6-0 in the conference, and they would lock up the division championship all by themselves. They've already clinched at least a tie for it. They have this game and a game against Manchester over the Thanksgiving week, assuming that one is played as well. But this one, obviously, extremely important for the Griffins because it's been a while since they've been in this position.
Matt, I don't think there's any question about it. You know, both teams have great motivation in this Saturday night special. As you said, the Griffins looking to lock up all by themselves sole ownership of the B-South Championship, always a goal of a team when the season starts. Meanwhile, for the visiting Lions of Jackson Liberty, a win tonight could get them a home game in the opening round of the playoffs. Jackson Liberty is in. Anywhere from 8-4 is where they will finish, depending on, you know, what happens over the course of not only today, but also tomorrow, games that would have an impact on them, including Middletown South and Colts Neck. So a lot on the line for both teams. Everyone trying to get their sea legs back after an unplanned week off. We'll see who handles that unscheduled bye a little bit better.
A week off from a week ago, and then more problems this week with the snow and the nor'easter. So for a lot of these players and teams, it's really been 2 weeks kind of off when you factor everything into it. And that sometimes is hard to get yourself back up and running.
Well, we talk about the fact, the guys, that so much football is such a game of habit. Teams and coaches and you know, they do the same thing. They have practice schedules. They have routines. Those routines have gone out the window the last couple of weeks. In most cases, schools have been off for the better part of 2 weeks. So as we talked about on our show, Matt, Thursday night, you know, instead of practicing 3 o'clock maybe after school, maybe you're practicing 10 o'clock in the morning. It's just that everyone's routine has been thrown off. And I always felt going into this weekend, it was the teams that could handle those readjustments that had the best chance of playing and winning this weekend.
Ed, in terms of some of the players that we will see here tonight, you know, this Griffin team, I think coming into the season, I believe that they believe they could be good, but they could be one of the surprise teams of the Shore Conference this year. But what they do have is they have a lot of experienced guys who have been in the program for the last couple of years.
Yes, and they also have the main attribute is speed. They all can fly, and that starts with Vinny Grasso, the quarterback, and Grant Klimek, the one of the running backs. They can move. Remember D'Antoine from last year, who ran that QB slot option attack so well. Well, Vinny Grosso has picked right up. The young sophomore has fit right in and done a tremendous job running it. So, you know, this Mondon team, uncharted territory, winning this B-South title. They'd like to win it tonight. They don't want to have to wait till Turkey Day or whenever they play that game against Manchester.
Meanwhile, for Jackson Liberty, Kevin, they've got some weapons in their offensive backfield as well.
And they made a change a couple of weeks ago, inserting Mike Castronova, a sophomore, as their starting quarterback. The results have been nothing short of spectacular. 330 yards rushing and 6 touchdowns in those 2 games as the Lions offense has really woken up. Bruce Amadevar, the tailback, has also played very well in those games. And all of a sudden, Jackson Liberty offensively has come alive after making some personnel changes the last couple of weeks.
So we'll see a lot of Amadevar and Castronova, some weapons on the outside. A good tight end who anchors one of the linebacking spots for Jackson Liberty in Jeremy Sousa. Perhaps the biggest name, at least, in the game is a guy who plays on the offensive line for Monsignor Donovan. That is the 6'5", 290-pound senior, the right guard, Brad Henson.
University of Virginia bound, obviously one of the premier linemen in the state of New Jersey. Had him on our show earlier this year on the Barnabas Health High School football show on a Thursday night. Well-spoken, articulate young man, good student, you know, looking to sort of close out his high school career here on an up note with the Griffins, who, as you said, will play tonight. They've got a game coming up against Manchester. I believe that is scheduled for next weekend. And then, of course, that would have been next weekend.
Yeah,
it'll be the following weekend, because next weekend they'll have a playoff game.
The whole schedule has been turned upside down a little bit. You know, there was a very sparse amount of games. I can only remember one, really, from last night, when normally Friday night is chock full of games. Red Bank beat Barnegat. There's been a busy day of activity today as well. Toms River North beat Toms River South. Lakewood over Point Barrow. That's a B-South game. We saw Rumson Fairhaven lose a game today to Manasquan. Bulldogs fall for the first time. We'll have plenty of time to go through some of the state playoff scenarios and division races as this game unfolds tonight. 4 captains aside for both teams, out with the referee crew going through the coin toss this evening.
Bill Douglas, the referee, and his crew, they actually worked the Manasquan-Rumson game this afternoon, so a doubleheader for them.
The clock running tonight maybe a little bit. This obviously a good rivalry game and the final test for both of these teams. We preface it by saying, as we already have tonight, both of these teams have already qualified for the state playoffs. Jackson Liberty in Central Jersey Group 4, where they will be a bottom half road team. And for Monsignor Donovan, they will also very likely be on the road in non-public Group 3.
Griffins opened the season, Matt, with that 40-0 loss to St. John Vianney. Kind of opened all of our eyes thinking, geez, what does that mean? Then they reeled off 4 straight wins before losing to a good Rumson team, 30-0, bounced back in blank Central a couple of weeks ago, 36-0 to get to 5-2. Meanwhile, for Jackson Liberty, they opened up with 3 straight wins over Wall Center and Manchester, lost a couple of tough ones, fell to Barnegat in overtime, and then shut out by Lakewood. And then with the personnel changes, the results, a 63-28 win over Pinelands, and then a 38-31 win over Point Barrow. So you're looking at 101 points in their last 2 games.
Yeah, some weapons that have definitely worked out to the advantage of Jackson Liberty. Time here for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have the opening kickoff of tonight's game. Monsignor Donovan playing host to Jackson Liberty. We step out for 2 minutes. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And tonight's pregame show is brought to you by iPlayAmerica. Get inside the fun at iPlayAmerica, New Jersey's premier indoor theme park and educational complex located in Freehold. For event info, go to iPlayAmerica.com.
And we get you set here for Saturday night football with the schedule being jumbled around a little bit. We have altered our plans and doing the rare Saturday night game here tonight, and we get set for the opening kickoff. It will be number 22, Grant Klimek, getting set to kick off here. Jackson Liberty with 2 players back deep. Number 14, who who we do not have on our roster, is back there along with number 23, Dom Regina. Squib kick will go to the second line through, fielded by Dale Thomas, number 22, where it will be first down and 10 now for Jackson Liberty at their own 35-yard line. The Liberty offense under the direction of Matt Castronova wears number 5. Castronova is just a sophomore. Bruce Amidovar will start in the running back position. He is a junior. The fullback is Ahmed Foster, Anthony Sasso, Dan Nyblack, and Mike Cassato, the wide receivers. The tight end is Jeremy Sousa. The tackles, Corey Fulzer and Mike McKenzie. Chris Cruz and Ryan Cullen, the guards. And the center is Corey Smith. On first down and 10, Castronova will check things over. Operates from a shotgun formation and an offset eye backfield behind him. Amidovar gets the carry. Off the right side, stacked up and dropped after a small gain. 4-3 alignment for Monsignor Donovan. The Griffins have Andy Ullman and Mike DeMaria as the end. Steve Kenny and Ryan Anzalini as the tackles. Ben Alexander, Connor Hannafin are the two linebackers. Tommy Farrell is the middleman. Connor Hansen and Vin Grosso outside. Zach Siskevich and Grant Klimek, the two safeties. DeMaria made that tackle on the first down carry. Brings up here second down and 8. We are just up and running here from the home of the Griffins, wet and muddy field after snow covered it over the course of the last couple of days, and the temperatures have dropped down here a little bit. Castronova on second down and long, running off the right side, able to get back from the line of scrimmage, maybe a gain of a half a yard. Ryan Azzolini is in on that tackle, and to bring up third down and long. Ed, we've put you on assignment here.
Number 14, I know. I just got to the Mondon sideline. You're going to have to wait a few minutes, okay? Anyway, okay. This pistol offense, similar to what we saw at a St. Francis University today, the tailback is about 4 yards behind the quarterback and about 10 yards, you know, from the line of scrimmage. So a lot of momentum coming forward.
Griffin showing blitz. Castronova throws it in the flat. Catch is made by Foster, the fullback. Good contact of the 45-yard line by Klimek, but with a second effort, Foster will get it out over the 45 and to about the 46-yard line. That is enough for a first down, and don't worry about it, Ed. I have figured it out. It
Did
is
you?
Anthony Sasso,
okay,
the wide receiver, who is
okay,
the Jackson Liberty wide receiver. He is not listed on the roster, but he came in another piece of information did get. Saved as
saves me a walk.
Long,
I was just
treacherous.
I made it to the
walk.
End zone. I made it to the end zone.
Not quite to the end zone. I had my eye on you. Cassato, the near side wide receiver, slot receiver set up top side of the formation. Griffins again showing blitz off the corners. Castronova in trouble, flushing the pocket, rolling off the right. Able to elude the rush, try to turn the corner, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and then popped out of bounds. There will come the flag. It'll be a 15-yard unsportsmanlike, and players a bit tangled up into the sidelines. Another flag has just gone up as well.
Well, so much for the sweetness in this game. The two coaches, Dan Duddy of Monsignor Donovan and Tim Osborne of Jackson Liberty, longtime friends, long relationship at Brick High School where they both attended, and I guess it did not transfer onto the field.
Well, they may be friendly back and forth, but the message wasn't trickled
exactly
all the way down to their players.
Yeah.
Well, it'll probably be two dead ball fouls, assuming they are on the opposite side, or we could see 30 yards in penalties. It's possible. The first one definitely on Mondon for a late hit out of bounds.
By the way, I think the Griffin defenders found out that Castronova's got pretty good feet. They took a bad angle at him, allowed him to escape and get outside.
Oh, wow.
That kind of set that up.
He threw somebody out. Somebody went out. He threw somebody out, both of them.
Well, I think he just threw out
the quarterback.
Quarterback, Vinny Grosso.
Wow.
That is huge.
Vin Grosso, number 2. He has just been told that his night is over. Dan Duddy talking things over with Bill Douglas. Wants an explanation as why Grosso is now done for the night. We haven't gotten word as Jackson Liberty.
Well, we can't figure out who it was because it was on their bench. Maybe that player's already left the field.
Yeah, he definitely was thrown out. Wow.
Well, it doesn't matter who it is for Liberty because it's not an equal loss. The Griffins have just lost their quarterback, the architect of their offense.
Well, it's not Castanova for Jackson Liberty.
No, it's not. He's still in the huddle.
Or the running back.
And wow. Navarre back in there as well. So let's see how they figure this out. Now,
could have even been somebody on the bench, actually, because they got into it there. So it, I'm sure the officials will at some point let us know. Now, Billy Douglas has just talked to the rest of the crew, and he's going to come back and give Dan Duddy an explanation. I don't think it matters what he says. I don't think Coach Duddy is going to invite him to his house for dinner.
We are just 2 minutes and 11 seconds into this game, and if what we think just happened,
yeah,
it definitely
out.
Happened.
He's out, guys. The last words were, I can't help it.
Vin Grasso, the starting quarterback for Monsignor Donovan, has had a great season for the Griffins and plays at the cornerback spot, has just been ejected from the game. Now, important for this game, but also important moving forward for the Griffins.
He will sit out.
He'll have to sit out the RBC. It looks like they will play RBC in the first round of the tournament as a 4-5 matchup, and that is correct. He will have to sit that game out and this one. So, obviously, in retrospect, it's two games because this one just started.
Ray Gant, number 10, has taken over at the cornerback spot. Here is the pitch to the outside to Amadevar, and he has stacked up at the line of scrimmage for no gain. A lot of jawing continuing between players, and one of the Monsignor Donovan defenders just had a word with Bill Douglas. No gain on the play. Brings up here third down and just about 10.
Trying to find out who the backup quarterback is.
Well,
there's a couple listed on the roster. Garrett Fitzgerald is one. Connor Hansen is another.
Yep.
So we'd have to assume it's one of those two guys.
Looking to see if anyone's warming up on the sidelines. I don't see anyone yet.
Third down and a long nine. Four wide receiver package here for Castanova. He's got trips off to his left. Single receiver up top to the right. High snap. Castanova in trouble from the get-go, and he'll be dropped back behind the line of scrimmage. Could never really recover after the high snap. Mike DeMaria able to slice through and get the sack all the way back to the Liberty 44-yard line, and the Lions will have to punt on the opening possession.
Connor Hansen, Matt, and Kevin, backup quarterback, Connor Hansen.
Mike Ostrowski will come in, number 11. He is the punter for Liberty.
Should be Klimek back for the Griffins.
Ostrowski with a high snap, gets a running start. Bad kick off the side of his foot. Angled into the sideline, got an okay roll, all things considered. Spotted out of bounds at about the 33-yard line where the Griffins will have their first possession. And the way that this game has already swung one way and the other, we will now get a look at number 15, Connor Hansen, 6'2", 175-pound senior. So he does have some experience with the program. But with the success of Grasso this year, I could only imagine he's had limited snaps. Mike DeMaria and Brett Hogan cap the tackles. Brad Henson and Andy Ullman, the guards. Tommy Farrell is the senior center. From the shotgun, man in motion. Inside give will go here to Klimek, and he will work his way forward to the 35-yard line for a gain of two. Grant Klimek in the backfield along with Connor Hannafin and Kevin Ortiz. A trio of wide receivers will work through Dante Pagano, Zach Siskevich, and Ray Gant.
There is a way Grasso could play next week if the referees decide not to write the incident up. It will now count as a game suspension.
Coming around the near side, it's Ortiz looking to turn up field. Flags are out. Another flag is out. Tons of penalties already thrown in this one. Nice run by Ortiz, but likely coming back because of some kind of illegal block. I'm not sure what the second penalty flag was. They're thrown about 7 or 8 yards apart. Ortiz able to take it out to the 48-yard line. Let's go through the Jackson Liberty defense. They run a 3-5-3 alignment. Dan Nyblack and Corey Fultz are the ends. Justin Goodman is the nose man. The linebackers, Ahmed Foster, Anthony Sasso, Chris Cruz, Jeremy Sousa, and Bruce Amadevar. Mike Casado and James Connell are the two corners, and Matt Castanova is the safety.
They were offsetting, Matt. Face mask on Liberty, and then the illegal block by the Griffins. So
it's like that play never happened. They will go back to the original line of scrimmage and the down and distance. Second and eight, 7.5 minutes and rolling here in the first quarter. No score between Jackson Liberty and Monsignor Donovan. Split wide receiver set. Three backs in the backfield. Hannafin motions. Option to the left side. Fumble. Jackson Liberty says they have it. The pitch from Hansen to Klimek never quite got there. And the Lions in business. They will take over at the Monsignor Donovan 34-yard line.
I think it was Corey Fultzer, the defensive end. And these are the kind of things you expect in an offense like this. When you all of a sudden throw in a quarterback, you don't expect to play.
Well, you know as well as I do, guys, that your backup quarterback may get 5 or 10 snaps, over the course of maybe an afternoon's practice. He's taken 5% of the snaps, and very unfortunate incident for the Griffins.
Castronova back to work. Deep shotgun. Castronova wants the screen off the left side. Foster makes the catch, but in the backfield to make the tackle, Steve Kenny, the senior defensive tackle, read that play beautifully and followed Foster across the line of scrimmage, drops him for a 1-yard loss.
Boy, that is a very impressive play by Kenny there.
This is a very experienced Griffin defense with the loss of Grasso and the substitute in of Gant. It is a makeup of 9 seniors and 2 juniors. Second and 11. Emma DeVar off the right side. Pushes the pile forward. Picks up 2. Down to the 33-yard line where it will bring up third down and about 9. Just about midway through this first quarter. No score between Mondon and Jackson Liberty.
You know, Ed, did we ever find out, was a Jackson Liberty player ejected?
Yes, Kevin, there was, and I did find out the name, and I am looking on the roster right now, but he was on the sideline, a sophomore who does not play.
That's what I figured.
What a trade-off that
wow.
is.
That's exactly what the individual who told me said.
Split wide receiver set on third and long. Castronova wants a throw. Got a man open down inside the 25-yard line. That catch is hauled in by Dan Niblack. Long wide receiver, 6'2", 180-pound junior. It'll be a first down inside the 20 to the 19-yard line on a first and 10.
That player, Kevin, was number 32. You could cross him off your program, Brett Rebellino.
Okay.
So, just I really feel sorry for Monsignor Donovan. I mean, Grasso, who obviously is a big part of their offense, playing defense out of this one.
4 wide receivers into the game this time. Trips off to the left side. Castronova in trouble off the snap, and he will get dropped in the backfield. 5-yard loss back to the 24-yard line. It'll bring up second and 15. Heavy pressure again from that front four. Ullman, DeMarrier, Azzolini, and Kenny all giving a lot of push right now, and the Griffin defensive line is trying to keep this Griffin team in the football game.
Well, you know, they got some pretty good size up there. The two D tackles, you know, led by Azzolini, I mean, they're doing the job up front, and they are dominating that line of scrimmage. In fact, both defenses doing a pretty good job against, the option attack of either team.
Nate Matos is checked into the game, number 6 for Jackson Liberty, part of a 4 wide receiver set. Castronova wants to throw, has some happy feet in the pocket. Flushed off to his right, stops, throws across the field, looking for a receiver, went right through the hands of not one but 2 players. The intended target was Mike Casado, and then a Griffin defender had a crack of the interception. It falls incomplete, and it brings up 3rd and 15.
Well, if you don't get holding on a play like that, that took about 20 seconds to develop, you're never going to hold. Great job by Castronova just to keep the play going and keep it alive, and the pass a little bit too high.
Castronova, as he will for predominantly all of the night, working from the shotgun, has Amadevar off to his right. Quarterback draw off the right side, had a hold for a second, closed pretty quick. The middle linebacker, Tommy Farrell, was the first man on the scene for the Griffins. Gain of just about 4. It'll bring up 4th down and 11, but kind of in no man's land, especially on a wet field. It would be about a 37-yard field goal, and perhaps out of the range of Ostrowski. Four down territory, and despite all the horror so far for the Griffins in the first quarter, a play here, and they get right back in the football game in a scoreless first quarter. 3:10 remaining, clock running. Four wide receiver package again, two to either side. Here comes the blitz. Castronova trying to hang in there. Runs off his right. He's got a hole, got a seam, got a first down, got a little bit more, steps out of bounds inside the 10-yard line, and it will be enough to set up a first and goal for the Lions.
Boy, you almost thought that was a run all the way. I mean, he took a couple steps back, and either it was a design run or he had the option, Matt, and he just saw that right side because he raced right to the yard marker, then turned that corner and gets deep into Griffin territory. It'll be a first and goal situation.
So on 4th and 10, Liberty converts. Now knocking on the door for the first points, perhaps, of the night. Matos in the slot off to the left side, joined by Nye Black as the wide man. Castronova will give it to Amadovar. Stood up at the 5-yard line. Pyle still pushing forward. And now we will finally get a whistle. It looks like the spot will be around the 3-yard line. Good gain on first down. Brings up second and goal.
That was Ben Alexander who tried to take him up high head on. And I think got the worst of that one, as Amadovar with the head of steam able to push him back a couple of yards before help finally came.
Amadovar at 5'10", 200 pounds. He will stay in at the tailback spot. Foster in the backfield with Castronova. Second down and goal. Amadovar gets it again. Off the right side, running through one tackle, cannot get around the stop there put on by number 30.
He's going into the end zone, and he wrapped right around the knees and was able to bring him down. Big play there. Third down and goal still right about inside the 5-yard line as we have a minute and 53 left in a fast-moving opening quarter.
Third down and goal just inside the 5. It'll be Nye Black splitting out to the right side. Matos coming near sideline to the left. Offset eye look. Castronova checks things over. Minute 35 remaining. Gets the snap. Wants to throw. Looks over the middle. He's got a man. Touchdown. Flags are out. Looked like the ball was caught, but I haven't seen a signal for a touchdown. I don't think it's short hopped in there, did it?
No way. That ball was caught.
Yeah, now we get touchdown. The signal. It is a touchdown. Would have been pass interference.
Yeah.
Instead, it will be 6 up on the board for the Lions. Ring it up as a 4-yard touchdown pass from Castronova to Dan Nye Black, and the Liberty Lions have opened up a 6-0 advantage.
Well, after the running game stopped, Castronova goes to the air on the quick slant and hits the touchdown pass. Here's the extra point.
On to kick it is Ostrowski. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. It will knuckle its way through the uprights and give Liberty a 7-0 advantage. We step out here for 30 seconds. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
For the latest high school football news, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Now back to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week.
Our first score of the night brought to you by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, affiliates of Barnabas Health. Every day, extraordinary.
That was an extraordinary comeback by you, partner. With a minute 30 remaining here in the first quarter, Jackson Liberty able to cash in on a Monsignor Donovan fumble. A 4-yard touchdown pass from Matt Castronova to Dan Nye Black has made it 7-0. Ostrowski will kick off. Griffins will send back number 23, Kevin Ortiz, number 22, Dante Pagano. Squib kick again up the middle, fielded by one of the up men for the Griffins. Good return out over the 35-yard line. Dante Pagano able to scoop it up, get good yardage, tackled at the 31. The 39-yard line, excuse me. Will it be a first down and 10 for Monsignor Donovan? So the Griffins here in a 7-0 hole, playing without their starting quarterback, as Vin Grosso was ejected very early in this one. First and 10 now for Connor Hansen. Hansen will fake on the sweep, give it here to Klimek up the middle. Gain of about two. Flag comes out.
Wow.
I think it's going to be a personal foul on Jackson Liberty.
Got to be very late, well after the play.
And you know after players are ejected, Ed?
Oh, they're very tight.
Very tight.
Very tight. Personal foul, you are correct, Matt, on Jackson Liberty. Yeah, I know Bill Douglas very well. I've seen him do, as we all have, seen him do many games, and he does not stand for any, you know,
watch your language.
Yeah, exactly. On the field. I mean, he will take full control. He will not let this game get out of hand. If he's got to call a penalty on every play, he will.
Well, let's not hope. We'd like to get home at a reasonable hour.
The game started early. Figure you got a half-hour head start.
Split backfield, wing off to the left side. Option. Hansen will keep it. Hit as he gets to the line of scrimmage. Host of players in on the tackle. Castronova came up from the safety spot. And I think what's important here, Kevin, just to kind of echo what Ed and I were just talking about, everyone's got to kind of keep their cool here because I think if anybody else does anything remotely close to an over-personal foul, they may sign themselves ejected from the game as well.
You know, the difference is I'm watching Hansen. He made the right read there, did the right job. He does not nearly have the quickness of Grasso to turn that upfield.
Ortiz in the backfield along with Hennepin and Klimek. Here is the give. It'll be Ortiz trying to get to the corner. At the 40-yard line, he has dropped after a 2-yard pickup. In on the tackle, Chris Cruz, number 55, one of the linebackers. It'll bring up third down and 8. That'll take us to the end of quarter number 1. Jackson Liberty on the road trying to wreck the chances of Monsignor Donovan at least claiming the B-South Championship for tonight. 7-0. In favor of the Lions, we step out here for 30 seconds, back with more high school football on our open MRI of Wall Game of the Week right here on the Shore Sports Network.